behind the chicken coop near the raspberry bed, with a hank of knotted yarn coiled around a whetstone on top of the whole mess. When the time came for dinner, Grandfather would put a can on the fire and heat up some greasy stew from the night before, open a can of tomatoes, prop a book before him, and eat right from the stove. He never seemed to take much interest in food, anyway. And there weren't a lot of dishes to wash that way. I guess his stomach, teeth, and gums didn't object. After he had rinsed off his cooking utensils, Grandfather would try to get some dance music on the radio. However, his radio was pretty poor, so he seldom got it tuned in properly. He would worry about this and turn it on very loud. His ear for a beautiful owl was, I fear, a tin one. Then he would sit down with his newspaper and amuse himself with the horrors of the world. A new government in France, a scandal in Washington, a revolution in Latin America, a family murder on Long Island. He had a fine time with them all, and always said that though life was no laughing matter, it was no matter if you laughed. If you laugh. When he was tired of the bleating of the radio and the drought of international affairs, he would call his yellow mongrel dog in his loud, hoarse voice. When he had rubbed him briskly with his palms and told him what a nice creature he was, he took him out and locked him in the barn by the creek for the night. Then he came back in the house, drained a nice warm glass of milk, and climbed the stairs to his room. After he had brushed his short, white beard until it shone to the roots, he went to bed to sleep the sleep of the just.
First
reading, don't care.
Can you get through her put on?
Huh?
I'm sure about half of this is put on.
Yeah.
are you being natural?
Mike's a pretty good interviewer, and so it's hard not to be that because
he's piercing all the ladies.
Well, I think the faster you are, the more
yeah.
off the top of the head it
yeah.
may
yeah.
be.
Don't put him on. You'll be pleased to know that I'm into your mother's tax return.
Good. I'm glad. I'd hate to see my white-haired mother taken to the...
And I couldn't reach my account at the tape, so I can't say anything, but I'm interested to know that...
Is there anything about the local culture or the local language that you expected me to ask about that I didn't ask about?
No. Mike, I can't think of any.
Nothing that you can really think of. Okay. Do you think we've pretty much covered it?
What is it?
The culture, pretty much the culture. Now, the dialect, I know I've covered.
Oh. Yeah, I think the first part of it was fascinating
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
to how thorough it was into my culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of it meant nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I had words for you didn't, and I guess that's what culture is.
Yeah, right. I think a large part of it, yeah. This later part here you found somewhat less relevant. This part that we did tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is more urban. This is more directed toward
isn't that funny
large
that
urban...
I found it irrelevant, and I couldn't answer the farm questions. Where'd I fit?
Well, Augusta's somewhere in between. You know,
yeah.
It makes a kind of sense to me. I mean, it's not a large city like Atlanta. It's not even a well-developed old city like, let's say, Charleston, would you say?
Yeah, I'd argue with you, though.
You would?
It may not be as urbane as Charleston.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
I think it's as old. I think its culture is as old.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It may not be as...